your source for everything paranormal.
Para-X.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Coming to you live and direct from my subterranean lair, my name is Ra, and I'm here to awaken the dormant particles that are spiraling inside your DNA. So come with me, so we go further down the mystical spiral of life. It's Spiral Radio, where each and every week we unveil the different shades of you and the different shades of me, until we all vibrate the same frequency. I want to welcome everybody tonight. I have a really special show lined up for us. This is our year anniversary and our first episode ever of Spiral Radio. We had my dear friend and lovely guest, Lori Bruno. Now, Lori is a hereditary high priestess from a Sicilian Strega line known as the Craft of the Wise. And Lori was born into an ancient line of dream seers and prophets out of Sicily. And she was known, and her family was known, throughout the whole Mediterranean region for their healing and magical abilities. They resided on the slopes of the ancient volcano known as Mount Etna, not far from the city of Catania. Catania stands there today. So my family even was from an old volcanic crater near Lake Nemi. And so it's similar how these ancient Strega lines are near volcanoes, these ancient volcanoes. And Lori, it's really a treat to have you here. And I want to welcome to Spiral Radio again, Lori Bruno. I really appreciate you coming, Lori.
Thank you very much. And it's an honor for me to be here with all the people. And I thank you for being here with me, too, because I am honored to be here with you.
Lori, you know, it's my, you know, a year that we've been doing this, and you have being my first guest was really significant for me, being from one of these ancient lines that are very far and few in between. You know, my family always told us that we should never talk about our stuff because we were kept in secret for many years, and it was an oral tradition. But now I feel is our time of remembering, and we shouldn't be hidden in the shadows anymore.
No.
And your ancestry goes back to even, you know, Gohar and back then. But what I really wanted to talk about is Giordano Bruno and how he is your ancient relative, and how a lot of what he fought his life over and died over is now coming to light now. And people are seeing it. And he basically got really famous after his death and in a lot of ways. And, you know, people started to really, you know, and what was it, 400 years later, they come to you and ask you and apologize to you and send you something.
Yes.
They should have gave you money is what they should have gave you.
No. Money cannot buy the soul, Bella. Listen to me.
For his life or something.
Money, no.
Something.
That is not where it's at.
money cannot buy this. They should have paid for their something.
They should have given. They should give money to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Yeah, that would work.
In his name. Yeah. That's where it should go.
Yeah.
I'm a supporter of St. Jude's Children's Hospital because many years ago I had that terrible disease. And I won't even give it a name because to give it a name gives it power. That's what I loved about the Egyptian religion, as did my ancestor. You never mention a name of anything that is negative because to give it a name gives it power. That's why the ancient Egyptians would strike the names of the ill pharaohs, that the ones that did evil, they would strike their names from the monuments. So they had no memory. This is why disease, do not. Disease means putting you out of ease. Yes, my ancestor was a very brave man. He stuck to his guns. He would not back off, as the Bruno family will never do. We never back off. No. He was Felipe Giordano Bruno, better known as Felipe Bruno. His mother was Frau Lisa Savolini. His father, Juan Bruno. And his father was a soldier. So I think that soldier energy still stays there. Frau Lisa Savolini was a very gentle person. I think somebody said that she had been a midwife also.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. And she delivered babies, and she was kind. Now, they lived of Mount Cicada, which is in NOLA. And that's where he was born, in NOLA, Italy. Now,
that's near Naples, right?
Oh, yes. In what we call the place called the Mezzogiorno area. He had a sister named Morgana. He had a brother named Mercurio. Isn't that funny? Morgana and Mercurio?
Yeah.
Very strange, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know what they're into. If that doesn't tell you, oh, craft, I got news for you. But this is magi craft, okay? Stregaria, I'll tell you, is the beginnings, known as your folk magic. You are then asked, you want to proceed further into the priesthood? And you say yes. Then you go magi craft, what you call magi craft. Now, this is where my family were, magi craft. Yet they respected every religion, no matter what you are. You are respected as long as you respect yourself and are decent to all humanity. And if you're not, don't call you anything. You could call yourself a tree trunk. So, and even that has feelings. There's a soul in the tree, too. But call yourself nothing. So, Giordano Bruno became a Dominican monk at the age of maybe 15. He went into the monastery. But when he was there, he was a very curious young man, and he started to read the words of Lucretius and all the classical writers. And something just did not sit right with my ancestor. I'll tell you where he used to go hide in the latrine and read. Very strange, huh? But he took the candle and went and sit there where none of the other brothers could see him. So he would sit there and he would read. Finally, somebody routed him out, and over the wall he went. And that began his journey. And he went and he took his robes off, and he traveled. And he went even all over the world. He went to England, where he knew Francis Walsingham, and he knew Sir Philip Sidney. He even knew Shakespeare. There's a character in one of Shakespeare's plays called Prospero. Prospero is my ancestor. Now, when he got to know Francis Walsingham through Sir Philip Sidney, he became his spy. Because, you know, Elizabeth was called a bastard. And there was a price on her head by the Vatican. Anyone who kills the bastard Elizabeth shall be pardoned the crime, any crime, and an indulgence would be given to them,
him
or her, whatever it was, if they murdered her.
Wow.
So Francis Walsingham said to him, "We need you." And he said, "Yes." And he would find out the information. because he still has friends in Rome. And in his doing that, there was another girl called Mary Queen of Scots. And Mary Queen of Scots was plotting with the Vatican to take away Elizabeth, because she was Catholic, to take Elizabeth almost off the throne, and also to murder her. This was a terrible thing. Elizabeth had her imprisoned in Fotheringay Castle, but she would not sign her cousin's death warrant. No, she would not do it. Francis Walsingham, through my ancestor, found the letters known as the Silver Casket Letters, wherein it showed her complicity to murder Elizabeth. Needless to say, Mary paid with her life. But my ancestor had a code name, and they called him Faggot, F-A-G-G-O-T.
Wow.
So some people said, oh, he can't be your ancestor, he was called Faggot. No, that was his code name, and you want to know what Faggot at that time meant? A firebrand. It did not mean a man of a gay persuasion. There are gay people in my family, my granddaughter, my son. But
that's interesting.
He was not gay. And in fact, in one of the books written by Michael White, it says in one part of it how he enjoyed women, but hadn't yet reached the count of King Solomon yet. Huh. But he was working on it.
Yeah.
So I guess he worked on it pretty good, because I'm here. So anyway.
Yeah,
sure. Anyway. Francis Walsingham called him this because he was a firebrand. He would not back down for anybody. He was no bigger than me, 5 feet 3 inches tall. A little man with great stature. So back in 1591, he was called to come back to Italy by Juan Mocenigo, who was in Venice at the time. He was a very rich man. I want you to teach me the art of memory, which my ancestor was very proficient in.
Wow.
So he goes back, and he said, I will give you lodging. I will take care of you. Blah, 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 blah. And he went. That was his last journey. And when he went there, he got there, and Juan Mocenigo said, I want you to teach me black magic. He said, I could never do that because I don't know it. Of course he knew it. But it was only used to combat evil. You have to know the evil to combat it. So he refused. And in refusing, Juan Mocenigo called the guards of the Venetian Inquisition, and they imprisoned him there till 1592. Then the Pope, people of the Inquisition at Rome, came to get him and put him in a Castle San Angelo dungeon. From 1592 to February 11, 1600.
Wow.
Think of the years, 8 years in a dungeon. No, we did not have running water.
Yeah.
We did not have a toilet. There were rats and vermin. And your food was put through a slit in the door on the floor and slid into you. What was, they thought, food? It was garbage. So he was there for these 8 years, and he came out in front of the Inquisitional Court with 19 wonderful cardinals there.
Wow. I wonder those 8 years, too, like the kind of meditation states and trance.
Oh,
he knew how
to displace himself from that dungeon.
I bet you his soul and his spirit form was traveling.
Yeah.
So far beyond, and he was, if we only knew the stuff that he couldn't tell
because we only knew.
Yeah, so he's in front of these cardinals now.
Now, he's in front of the cardinals, 19 of them. Robert Bellarmine, who became a saint in 1930, was one of the heads of it. And he says, Giordano Bruno, deny what you said about the earth going around the sun. Deny the precepts of multiplicity of universes. Deny, deny, deny. He looked at him and he said, we will burn you alive. So my ancestor stood up and said, you who pronounce this sentence upon me, do so with greater fear than I who receive it. They sat back in the chair and looked at him. And he turned and he walked out. Come back. I have gone. You cannot touch me. And he left the room. However, he was gone already. Now, comes the day, February 11, 2015. We're going to go fast forward. There was a Pope Benedict who left the papacy. Am I correct?
Yeah.
On that day, the bolt of lightning struck the Basilica of St. Peter's. Oh, yes.
Wow.
That is history, right there. You could go back and find out. Look it up. Bolt of lightning hitting the Basilica of St. Peter's. This is not Christ Church.
No.
This is the Islamist. Just like today you're getting the Islamists that say, we can murder. It's God's will. Another branch of the Inquisition that comes into this generation. No, we have not changed, my dear.
No. No, anybody who's explored their consciousness from the beginning of time has been hunted down. And nowadays, they don't bring you into town squares. They'll just like abduct you and take your DNA and your blood.
Right.
Who knows what they do, you know?
Yes, and also, what they did is when he was brought out, they put two iron spikes, one on the left side of his cheek and one on the right, so he could not speak. Cosmos. And they burned him alive. Now, his ashes went into drinking water, went into bathing water, went into fruit they eat, in the ground where things grow. Giordano Bruno never died. He's out there. His soul never died. Part of him is in me. I am not a coward. I would never hurt my brothers and sisters. Even though I see on the internet some of them attacking me. Because they're paid. Or they'll lose money for they work for someone. And they better understand they will not eat. Because if they turn themselves on a person that is doing wrong, they will sing poverty song. But the poverty they're already poor in. Their soul. They're already poor. Because they did not stand up. And if you see an injustice and do not speak about it, then you are just as guilty as the perpetrator of that injustice. No, Giordano Bruno never died. He's in the air you breathe. If you only breathe it and take that truth within you, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. You will achieve that highest place of limit, the limitless sky, the cosmos that is so vast. You can never fail. You are that person. And somebody said to me, Laurie, I haven't got any magical tools. Oh, you don't?
You got everything in your DNA. Yeah.
You stand with your arms aside open, your feet too. You are the star, a pentacle. Raise your arms above your head and form a cup. You are the chalice. Raise your arms straight up. You are the wand. Put your thumb straight out. You are the sword. And oh, I can't be a witch alone. Oh, you can't. Do you not have a divine ancestry? You call on the divine coven. That was your ancestors. You are never alone. DNA, the dead are near always. They are in your skin, in your breathing, in your very self.
I love that you said that. That's so true. I mean, our inheritance, our great inheritance is our genetics from our ancestors and awakening that genetic memory that's inside of us of everything that they've ever suffered and succeeded in and everything.
Right.
And it's inside of us. And it's like we're time-coded almost in a way to awaken spiritually at certain points in life. And I really believe that. And, you know, the fact that you know, are bringing to light, you know, this man, Giordano Bruno, is really prophetic. You know, it really is, because I feel that those 8 years that he spent in the dungeon, he actually did a lot of work in his consciousness and helped cleanse the collective consciousness of certain people and areas. And he had a mission. And I feel that he was martyred in a way, you know,
Back in the years before he went into Venice in 1591, he was in Germany. He founded a sect of Lutherans called the Giordanisti. He was in Czechoslovakia and Poland. He was also blamed for the sinking of the Spanish Armada.
Wow.
He was in Poland at the time with Count Waski. And here we go. How could he have sunk the Spanish Armada? How could he have done that when he was in one place and they said he could be in another? By location? Anthony of Padua did it.
Yes, he did.
Joseph of Cupertino flew. Why couldn't Giordano Bruno?
People don't realize even a lot of people that were connected to the church and even like Albertus Magnus was like an alchemist. You know,
yes.
A lot of these men were very, you know, trained in the occult arts and different.
They were.
Yeah. Yep. And now they condemn it.
And they went and hide in the church, right under the nose of the Vatican.
Yep. Even the church used to participate. Like part of nobility and the church would be there present during black masses and sacrifice.
They did that. They did it. Now, we go back to my ancestor. A brave man. He was a little caustic and tough, but he was a brave human being. He got disgusted at what he saw in the world. He got disgusted at what he heard in the name of Christ. He was very disillusioned because he did not see them live as a Christ would have lived. There was politics in the church. Money bought everything. My ancestor was with a man who said he was a Papa Nuncio. That was one of the Pope's mouthpieces gave to him. And said, renounce everything. Come back to the monk and become a monk again. You know what the man's name was?
No.
Last name was Spagnolo.
Spagnolo.
Do you know who my son's father was?
What?
Spagnolo.
Wow, that's ironic. That can't be.
Hello?
That doesn't happen like that.
Well, now I'll tell you more. Eustacio Sforza. He was a priest around, and when he went around, he was a pope. Pope's man, Eustacio Sforza, all the papers that would condemn witches. I'm married to Luciano Sforza.
That's intense. Wow.
Now I'll give you some. Now I'm going to tell you who my best friend is. John Florio was Giordano Bruno's friend in England. Rana Florio is my friend now.
Yeah, so I think you definitely reincarnate in a way in your ancestral line. And these are, you know, it's definite, like, it's for sure. And I feel that, especially with the Mago, Maga, Strega lines, they definitely come into the same ancestries. And it's also like we make these agreements to come into these families, I think. None of us are here by mistake. For sure.
The soul never dies. The soul is eternal. The circle, whose circumference is everywhere, never ends.
You know, we have like 5 minutes till our break, and then after break, I want to get into the fairies and your time at NASA and all that.
He's so lefty.
Yeah, so the 5 minutes till break, I have a question. Well, somebody has a question in the chat room as well, but first
go
I
ahead.
Have a question for you. First, I had a question. Yeah. I know that you always say like to you have to know the darkness to battle the darkness sometimes. I'm wondering if you ever had to really cleanse a house of evil or really feel and if you can maybe share a little bit of that with us.
Pictures to prove it. Someday when you come I'll show them to you.
Yeah, but if you can like share a little bit of the story for somebody if you can.
I will do that. You want me to do it when I come back or now?
You could do. We got 5 minutes now. You could do it. You could do it now. And then we can.
I was in a house. Okay. Where my friend is a lawyer. I went to clean a house. There was a being in there that was from the 1600s. He attacked children. He left that house after I did what I had to do.
Oh, my God.
He was malevolent. I had scratches on my back. You could see the pictures. Now, this is taken with a cell phone camera.
Yeah.
You don't get double exposures on that.
Yeah, no, and that's like the. Did you have like, the three marks?
You will see my feet elevated from the ground.
Whoa!
I have the pictures. When you come and see me,
I will show you them.
I will. My father was an exorcist, also.
Well, the Vatican used to employ exorcists. I think they still do. I mean, I just don't think they talk about it that much, you know. And
they do.
These Goetia demons, or whatever you want to call them, I think they can even incarnate into humans.
They're out there.
Yeah.
And they're not Lucifer. They are demonic.
Yep.
There's a big difference.
Yep.
Between them. This is not angelic. These are the skulls, the shells of the universe that want to incarnate in people.
And I feel like these entities, it's almost like what we call magic is almost like a technology on another higher realm, you know? It's like just like when we collect certain materials in life to make images appear and things appear in the astral plane. It's like you collect, you know, and I think that these entities, they feed on our emotion and our fears.
Feed on your tears.
Yep.
They feed on your unhappiness. They love it. They feel on your anger. They feel on the people. Listen to me. You're using your electronics. That has vibrations.
Yes.
You're on the internet hurting people. Who do you think is taking you over?
Yep, you're right. And I think about it. I was just on a show this afternoon, Lori, this show called Freeman Fly. I was his guest.
Yeah.
And we were talking how I feel that there's some sort of artificial intelligence trying to interweave with us. And if we don't go into this spiritual route, that it's going to almost interweave with our DNA and take us over. And it's insane. And they have these new technologies that can blend realities and timelines. And I feel that, you know, when we're born, Lori, we're kind of given like all these different spiritual blueprints, these possible timelines or spiritual journeys that we can go on. And then when we achieve them all, we kind of achieve that bliss, like Buddha or Christ or whoever,
right.
You know. And I think these realities, these technologies are learning how to blend these realities all together to make this environment more suitable for them to thrive.
And feel like a vampire.
Yes, yes.
It's there. Take a look at their eyes.
Yep.
Look at some of these people. There are no whites in their eyes.
Yes, and when you say shell, that's exactly what it is. I feel that certain people were put that we've basically been in the end times, maybe since Columbus came, that this has been the end of times in a way. Like we're moving to a new earth rising, a new spiritual path, you know? And that if we don't move to that spiritual earth that's rising, this new frequency upon us, that this artificial intelligence, some kind of ancient intelligence that I feel may have been around for hundreds of thousands of years. It might have been the downfall of Atlantis. It might have technology might have came and interwoven and something happened, you know. I have visions of certain things sometimes because, like you, I come from a ancient line of dream seers, and it's not only passed down all the time through our ancestors. Not everybody always gets it, but when they do get it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger as it gets passed down. And some of my visions and dreams that I've had, I feel are not just dreams, but actually me on other timelines or me on other, you know, lives or certain things that happened in my ancestry's past. And I feel that you have that along with you as well.
I do. And I feel it, and I know it's there.
Yeah.
And I know we're having one hell of a time to combat it.
Yeah, and I mean, we're in Mercury retrograde now, and we have this solar eclipse coming Monday, and I feel that you know, this eclipse might be bringing something along with it, some kind of new something. I feel it, you know, I don't know what it is, but just look at the moon alone, right?
It's like 99 years ago was the last one like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say something to you now. There may be a door or a portal opening. Yes. Protect yourselves.
Yes, yes. I was
protect yourselves with the light of lights. Don't let anything fool you. It's there.
I agree 100%. And, you know, we're going to go to break in a minute. Right now, we're going to go to break. And, you know, tonight is the crescent moon, and it's in the sign of Cancer, and that's my sign. So for us to right. be talking on the crescent moon right now, and the waning crescent moon during my emotional sign of Cancer, and having you on is like talking to my mom in a way. And
it's, I'm a Taurus. I'm a stabilizer.
Oh, my God. That's Taurus and Cancers. They go so well. My soulmates yeah. are Tauruses.
Yeah,
yes,
and my,
yes. Yeah. Connected to a lot of Taurus, trust me. And we go well. So enjoy the crescent moon out there. And the song coming up is called Sonatas. And we'll be back with Lori Bruno after this. And you can check Lori out while we're on our break at magica.org. That's magika.org. And all the information is also on my site, the mysticalspiral.com. If you go to my colleague's page, you'll see Lori on there and her shop, Magica. I got it all on my website. So either go to magica.org or the mysticalspiral.com, and you can check us out. And we'll be back after this and spiral
Thank you.
Out.
Yeah. I see.
You're listening to Para X.
And we're back. And my guest is the lovely Lori Bruno. And Lori, you know, everybody can find you at magica.org, and you have your own beautiful metaphysical shop in Salem, Massachusetts. If anybody's ever there, it's known all over the East Coast. People love going to Magica, and it's such like a very family-oriented type.
Yes, it is.
And you have another shop that's with it now, right? You were saying?
No, what happened is this. I moved off of Pickering Wharf, and I moved my shop to 107 Federal Street, which is in the historic McIntyre District of Salem.
And Pickering Wharf was really bad with weather over there as well, right?
It was bad, yes. Yeah. But they're good people. But I decided to move the shop to a historic place.
And
I wanted to be where history was of Salem. Federal Street, 1,700 houses, 1,600. And it's just a wonderful little area. I like it. It's in the historic walk of Salem. I think history means a lot. Then I know that people there are making the money with the witch shops and everything, and they're all conglomerated on a 6th Street, and it's good. And that's a good thing. Everyone, to each his own, has to make their place. And I wish them all well. I have no animosity towards anybody. And I want them all to thrive and do well, but don't forget the spirituality. If you forget the spirituality, you're nothing. You end up being nothing. You become a carnival.
Yeah.
And that's not what it is. It's not a carnival, okay? It's a craft of the wise. It is a religion and the respect of the mother and the father.
We had a few questions in the chat room. I know one of them, they wanted to know, when you're working with relics, do you use talismans, amulets, or anything of that nature?
A talisman becomes part of a magical entity that is you. You become part of that. And the energies are put into it.
That's well said. I like
that. A relic. Like, let's say in the Catholic Church, they have a relic, a cross or something.
Yeah. That's witchcraft too. Old. Look at, they're even taking an offering to their God, a blood offering.
Thank you. It's there.
Yeah.
It's right there. Carrying Palm Sunday, the palm, that's a relic. Anything that you put your energy into becomes a relic. Okay?
Yeah.
It becomes part of you and your creed and your belief.
So when you go to one of these houses that you clear, and I you know, I don't recommend you do that very often. That's scary. You know, I know you.
No, I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I don't.
And when you did go to these houses, I mean, it's best not to ever try to think about it afterwards, because you can manifest it again.
No,
right?
You don't. I use the Archangel Michael. And he is what was used in time immemorial. Oh, but that's Christian. He's also Muslim, Jewish, and everything. In fact, he is known as the angelic force, which has no religion. They adopted him. The religions that are there today adopted him.
You think
but the angels hadn't.
You think when you... kind of, this is a deep question now, too. This is from me. This is not from anyone else. Do you think that, I know, to when you battle these darkness, you think when we use someone like Archangel Michael, we're sort of almost indebted to him in a way? In some way that we have to form some sort of contract, even, in a way?
Make contracts with anybody.
No, but I'm saying,
be careful.
Do you think that it's wise to... you know, do that. That's why I'm saying it's some
people. I acknowledge
people.
Him.
Yes.
I thank him. I thank him. I know, defend us in battle. That is part of the prayer that the Christians wrote
That's
for
why
him.
He's here to defend us, right? That's why he's here.
He is a soldier. And the witches of old celebrated Michaelmas on September the 29th. If you look it up, Michaelmas was a holiday which was celebrated by the members of the ancient craft.
Good? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's interesting. Another question that was in the chat room. It's an interesting question. And they said, if the church was ever trying to destroy your ancestors' DNA through desecrating bones or something like that, or even trying to desecrate, certain things about your ancestors, and that's interesting that they would, realize that DNA does get trapped into bones, and it's that's an interesting question.
They can do anything they want. His DNA is in me. I got news.
Yep. Yep, so it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if they ever tried to. I mean, people, like I said, they, no matter what, when somebody was either a healer or something like that, they would get burned alive for just knowing how to heal somebody. Or
1340s, yep. 1340s Sicily. She was known as Little Mary. Donna Marietta would heal people from the bubonic plague. Why?
Yeah, we talked about it last time. I know. That's
Arabic. The Arabic manuals on healing. She had it because where did my family come from? Yoha al-Sukurai al-Rumi. All right? He was, in 969 A.D., one of the rulers of the island of Sicily by the Fatimid Empire. So therefore, in my bloodline runs
Arabs, yeah.
Muslim ancestry too.
Yep. And
that's too bad.
It's interesting too that when this stone in Mecca and what they all are worshiping, I feel it's some sort of ancient meteorite that has some kind of power.
It
it's like an accumulating energy somehow.
It was. The Kaaba.
Yeah, yeah. It's some kind of ancient, and then they're all like, they all walk around Mecca like in a ritual fashion to walk.
They walk around the town and they walk around counterclockwise.
Yes, yeah, yeah, it's interesting. And,
now,
and it's like,
how do the planets traverse around the sun?
Yep, just like
how
that.
How do they traverse around the sun? Take a look. How are they going around the sun? All right? So understand what I'm going to say. There is, in each and every one of us, that spark that came from the beginning of time, that is manifested in your very self. You are the sum total of every particle that was of your ancestry. Think about it.
Yep.
Vast time, past time till now. Think about it. Now, you see, in these past few years, I have never seen more hatred in this country.
Yeah.
Why? Why? We saw it in 1930s, the same thing. We're seeing it now, too.
Yeah.
Evil goes onward. And you want to know? E-G-O. Evil going onward.
Ego. Yep.
Ego is evil going onward. Put it aside. Watch what happens.
And we, like you said, we have this light, this DNA inside of us just waiting. And it's like, what's a disaster? This is moving away from, and aster is knowledge of the stars. So disaster is having no star knowledge, no knowledge of your ancient star ancestry,
Right. No belief.
Now, I'm interested because we're running out of time. See, we only got like 10, 15 minutes left. I'm interested too. When you were working at NASA, it was in the early 1960s or?
It was in 1960.
It was 1960. Wow.
Huntsville, Alabama.
How did you end up there?
I was working at Revlon in New York. And I said to my father, I want to go see what our ancestor did. What do you want to go there for? Because I have to. I want to see men walking on the moon. Your brother should want to do this, not you. I said, no, I got to do it because I'm me. So I went. I studied technical illustration. and offset printing. And I went down there. I saw a man walk on the moon. I also met Dr. Werner von Braun, who was Hitler's rocket scientist in Peter Munde, who aimed the V2 rocket at England, the terror bomb. And that V2 rocket, when he came here, became the Jupiter missile. And the Jupiter missile then became the Saturn 1B rocket that put man on the moon.
Do you think now, do you think that there was some, I mean, I believe we went to the moon.
Do I believe there was alien intelligence to tell Dr. Von Braun? Yes, because at a news conference he said this. He was in a vehicle assembly building in Cape Kennedy. The time was Cape Kennedy. And they said to him, Dr. Von Braun, where did we get our knowledge from? He took his finger and pointed up.
Huh. You think that there's possible, too, that there's beings from wherever that are also involved with inner Earth and inside of some kind of inner Earth realm, some Agartha or some kind of time gates or other dimension
access? I believe that there is the other world, the beings. I do believe there are traces of them. Okay. Why do we look up to the sky and pray? Why are we always praying, looking up? Our natural DNA tell us we are part of the star people. Yep. We are part of the star people. Understand me?
Yeah. I'm really curious to know what really happened when they got to the moon. And if it was other technology involved, it wasn't just the rockets, that there was some other
reverse technology. You hear me what I'm saying to you?
Something that they didn't show to us, you know?
Reverse technology. You know, there were things that were said, in the Bible it says this. The watchers. Hello.
Yep, the eyes of the night. Even the Persians.
The watchers, they were sent on the earth, and they taught men everything.
Who
do you think these watchers were?
Yeah, I know. They were, even the ancient Persians called the watchers the eyes of the night, coming from the stars. They were coming from the four cardinal, you know, the four royal stars, Aldebaran, all these different stars that these watchers came from, you know. And I think that they're basically, you know, our genetic manipulators. They've created us and changed us, you know, changed our DNA in a way. It even says in the Book of Enoch that they
taught
even women how to be attractive and use the eyeliner and how
that's
to be seductive.
Right. They were the watchers.
Yep.
Oh, they're the fallen angels. No. No. They were there put as the watchers to teach men, to teach women. There is so much that you can go read, go look.
Yeah, I know. I do. That's what I do. And
unbelievable. This is why I get annoyed with the keyboard warriors.
Yes.
Get a book out, you damn fools, and learn.
Yep.
Open your mind, your soul, your mind, and maybe you'll learn to be kind.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll see instead of gossiping about people.
It's these ancient Folletto or Folletti, these ancient Fata, or these ancient beings that are interweaving with people and changing them. They're these tricksters that can promise people all the wealth and gold and all this stuff. But in reality, they're just feeding on their emotions and their pain.
That's
and their
right.
Misery.
That's right.
You think
they're psychic vampire.
Yeah, do you think Giordano Bruno had contact with the Fae or fairies or?
Oh, I tell you something. They were good and they were bad. I knew he knew that about the good. I knew that as a little boy, he would look at the stars. He would look at the planets. He wanted to learn. At that time, the church was the only place to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
They had the libraries. They had the books. When they burned the Alexandrian Library.
Yeah, in Egypt, I mean, they've been doing it since the beginning of time, trying to get rid of this knowledge. And that's why we're finding things in the sand, buried, and this and that. And that's why I also feel that there's also these beings that can travel back onto different time and timelines.
Who they can go back in time and space.
Yeah, and who put these certain things for us to find, you know, to try to awaken this inside of us. And you know,
in Brazil, there's a young man that's missing. His name is Bruno Borges, B-O-R-G-E-S.
Oh, I heard of this, yeah. I don't know too much about it, but I heard the name.
He went through the doorway. He had a 6-foot statue of my ancestor. Okay?
So you're very psychic. What is your impression of exactly what happened?
I think he went through the door.
Through like an astral gateway?
I think he went through a gateway. That's my feelings. I could be wrong, but he tried to be as Giordano Bruno, and he walked through the portal. That's what I feel.
Some kind of black portal where there's no coming back.
That's right. He really didn't want to come back. I got to say it. I don't feel he wanted to come back. That's my feeling.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
I feel he wanted to leave. Have you ever looked at the show called Cosmos with an astronomer called Tyson?
No, already. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, the black guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I've seen...
the one on Giordano Bruno was the first one they did. When you get a chance, look at it. The very first one, I think it was back in 2016, 2015. It was about Giordano Bruno.
What was the theme of it? Were they respecting him?
Giordano Bruno. It was Giordano Bruno.
What was the theme of, like, were they talking about his life or what were they doing? They were
selling him in the science field and everything. They did it in a cartoon fashion, but in the end, you see him in the jail cell, looking up to the sky, and then he leaves.
Wow. So do you think he was direct contact with, like, the Grigori and these kinds of beings?
I feel yes. He was in contact with the Grigori. I feel he was in contact with beings that said, come with us. Leave them the show. But you come with us.
Huh.
And that's what I feel he did.
And you think well, you got to be around. There wasn't just Von Braun. I think like 1,000 scientists came over from the Nazis,
yes.
Right?
Gordon Platt was there, and a few other ones. They went first to White Sands, then to Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow!
That's where I was.
So our space program is basically a bunch of Nazi scientists.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we did. But there was Goddard. There was a man by the name of Goddard, too. And that Goddard Space Science Center is named after him. Goddard was the mentor. He loved it. And Von Braun loved Goddard.
And these guys are all involved in some kind of magic. I know even Jack
they
Parsons.
They are involved in magic. Look at Benjamin Franklin, the Masons, every one of them.
Yeah.
My brother was a 32nd degree Mason. Come on.
Yep.
You have to understand me. There is much mystery and much history. All are entwined. When you understand that, your soul you'll unbind. If you go as sheep, you will always stay asleep. Then in the end, you will weep. Don't follow the master that pays your way. He isn't going to make you learn, but take you down to his sway. Break away from gossip. Break away from foolery. Go ahead and learn. These are your tools which take away worry. Go and learn. Don't waste time bashing people. Oh, that's so uncraft-like. That's Kraft cheese.
If you guys are just joining us, we are with Lori Bruna from Magica.org. And you can see her on my website, the mystical.spiral.com. And you can find her on her website and all of her store at her website. And she's really a joy to have on. And I really hope that you'll be on next year as well.
And I hope so. And also, we have a friend that just opened her shop. Her name is Jackie Aloisi. And her shop is called The Cauldron Black. And that's on Pickering Wharf where Magica used to be. Now, Magica is on Federal Street at 107. And boy, we're both going to have a wonderful time and make this magical place of Salem a heaven. Or a haven, either way. We wish you there.
And
many
people,
blessings to all.
People can find through you, right? They can find Dr. Leo Lewis Martello's work as well.
Oh, yes. He was my best friend, my pal, Leo. Oh, my Lord. I miss him. I wish he was here today. Oh, he would give you a run for your money in every way.
Yeah. I have two of his old books that were my mom's from like the 70s, I think.
Yeah.
The Witchcraft, The Old Religion, and Weird Ways of Witchcraft.
Yes. Yep.
I've had those books since I'm a little kid, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, so we have like 3 minutes left. But I had it's already over. I know it's intense that an hour could pass by so fast.
But it went too fast. But the magic we have cast will go for many a year, and I hope it will keep everyone out there in good cheer. The Stragers speak in rhyme because we can do it every time. We know how the clock does tick, and when we go and walk, sometimes we walk slowly, but we do carry a big stick.
Yeah, you like cast a spell of love when you talk. It's really.
I love the people out there. I love every one of you. Love is your best magic. The only organ they left in Egypt in the body was the heart.
Yes.
And you know how I know Jesus Christ was a magi? He has the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The picture. He points to the heart. He was magi.
And you know what?
No matter what they say.
I have a friend, my good friend Masaki. And he's Japanese. He comes from a line of Buddhist priests. He grew up in the Buddhist temple as well.
Yes.
And his father says that Buddha's father was one of the Magi. He was an ancient Persian. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, they were all of them. They were of the ancient Magi line. Okay.
That's amazing. And that's why your store is Magica, the soul of the Magi, right?
Yes, it is. Magi and Ka in Egyptian is soul.
Yep,
so we're the Magi.
Yeah, and I do my YouTube channel is Exploring the Ka with host Ra.
Yes, and Ra will go far because he has a mind that is open to all that will be. And from that, he has the power to make all negative free.
Yep, it was glory. It was really a treat having you on. And I hopefully you can do your anniversary. And I hope everything goes well with your family. I know you're doing a lot. And you're the definition of a Strega, the grandmother who takes care of everyone. Right?
You know why we wear a cape? It covers all.
Yep.
I love you all out there. Many bright blessings, now and forevermore. Stay well. And never, never, never let anyone put you in a negative hell. I love you.
I love you too, Lori. And you can find Lori Bruno at magica.org. That's magika.org. And you can find me, Ra Castaldo, at themysticalspiral.com. And you can find us on YouTube at Exploring the Ka with host Ra Castaldo. I want to thank my producer, Sarge. I want to thank everybody
out there
in the chat room. I want to thank, of course, you, Lori. I love you.
I love all of you. Big hugs.
Love you all, guys. We'll see you next week at Spiral.
Stay out. Bye, Bella.